You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Well, listen, this is Pastor John Kilpatrick talking about even at Hong Kong. You remember Hong Kong, they're beginning to stand up and for freedom because China's trying to creep in and take over this democracy of Hong Kong, which has a 50-year plan, I believe, that the British turned it over, that they would actually China would allow it for 50 years to operate as a democracy. Guess what? China's hurting. China is being confronted by America and President Donald Trump because of their terrible practices with stealing and taking and different things. And God loves, I'm not talking about the Chinese people, they're beautiful people. And the church is awesome in China. I'm talking about the governed, the ruling class there. And so they're trying to take the freedoms of Hong Kong. So the young people are standing up and they're just crying out to God. As a matter of fact, let's listen to what Pastor Kilpatrick has to say about that.
I mean, y'all know what's going on in Hong Kong? You've been following that, where you have the protesters protesting the Chinese government in Hong Kong. And you remember the Hong Kong was turned back over to the communists several years ago. In Hong Kong, the protesters started in the streets of Hong Kong, and they had a theme song. Guess what their theme song was? Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord. And it's being sung in the streets by saints and sinners. It has become the anthem of the protesters in Hong Kong.
You think about it. As a matter of fact, guess what? We have footage of the beginning of the protest when they're actually singing Hallelujah to the Lord in Hong Kong. They're literally crying out to God, God, we know you got this. Let's take a look. So all of a sudden, they're just worshiping God. They're saying, listen, we don't want our freedom taken away. And China begins to shake in their boots. Check out Pastor John Kilpatrick as he talks about this.
Now, that doesn't mean that all the protesters are doing the right thing. But when the protests first started, it was a bunch of Asian young people that was marching through the streets saying, they were singing Hallelujah to the Lord. Oh my, oh my. With no guns, no weapons, they start marching through the streets and the Chinese government starts shaking in their boots.
Now the number, think about Chinese, huge, 1.3 billion folks shaking in their boots. Actually the people, but actually the government, the communist government. And by the way, understand communism. If you take the deaths of every person since the beginning of time who died with disease, and you add them all up, you put them all together, you add them up, count those people, and then you take the amount of people who died because of communism and add them up, more people have died from the evil leadership of communist governments than actually died from diseases since the beginning of time. So when you start seeing a people want to go to socialism, Marxism, and communism, that's just a stepping area to go to a place that's going to destroy a people. So it's time for us to cry out. So you're looking at the number three thing in the four ways I talked about. You're seeing how the church, this is the third thing that Pastor Kilpatrick was talking about, the church will experience holy awe and pure worship in public places. So you're looking at, you know, where all of a sudden in these public places in Jamaica and D.C. and in Chicago and California and Utah and Dakota and just all over the place, yeah, just that's just with what God's doing through this man called Kanye West. People are worshiping God in this holy, pure worship moment where people who don't even know God are beginning to lift their hands up, and many of them make a choice to be able to serve God when it's over. That's the third thing, you think about that. This is a prophetic word that Pastor Kilpatrick, John Kilpatrick, is giving, speaking specifically about who God's going to raise up during this time. He calls them God's Avengers. Take a look.
God's Avengers, they're going to be powerhouses. They're going to have lived such a rough life. They were addicted to all kinds of things. They are hardened, but yet God has touched them. Church is not going to move them. Criticism's not going to move them. Governments are not going to intimidate them. God's raising them up, and they're about to hit the streets in this country, and God is going to do great things. I have a question. How many of you wants God to use you to do great things also?
The best thing to do, you know, is understand that, I mean, one good example, and what God, I shared on an earlier program, is that when God said he was going to put President Trump into office, he was going to be the next president, to pay attention to what how he's doing things, that you got to write down what he's doing, because we as people of faith who are sons and daughters of God should have faith in God, not in the plots and the evil things of men. And despite all the stuff that's coming against President Trump, he still is accomplishing his agenda. He's still pushing forward. He's still accomplishing a great economy, the best unemployment rates, jobs for everyone. There's so many jobs right now. There's not enough people that's trained enough to be able to fill them. People that are not wanting to work, they're realizing they're being asked to work. Prisoners are coming out of prison and they're getting jobs. I mean, that's called a blessing of God. When God is blessing you, because a job means provision for you, a place to live, possible transportation. It means food. It's God is blessing your economy. And so we have to understand and learn that if God's called you to do something, and he's talking about these Avengers, and you know, I'm not saying I'm one, I mean, I'm saying you're one, but if God's called you to be one, and you think about it, you want to be faithful and bold for your Lord. So understand, people are going to accuse you of everything in the book when you stand up to do what's right. I wrote about this in my book, I Will Fight. I remember when I first said yes to God for this next season of my life years ago, the first thing that happened was, how in the world could somebody show up at my front door and say something that was so horrific? I'm like, where in the world did that come from? Of course, it's happened plenty of times since then. But understand this, that just get ready. It doesn't matter what can men do to you, right? What can man? He says, don't fear man. All they can do is destroy the body. Fear God, because he can destroy the soul, right? The spirit of a man. So it's the fear of the Lord over the fear of man. And just, you know, people are just going to, they'll be used by the adversary and they'll say things. And not only that, sometimes they'll say the truth. They'll say, like, you needed Jesus. Like, that's what the fact that I cried out to Jesus to be forgiven for my sins is the fact that I knew I was a sinner and I needed to be saved. And outside of God holding me up, I would just fall apart. And so I'm totally dependent on God. And so you start getting that dependency where you don't lift yourself up. You're realizing, you know, only God is holding me up. And when people try to lift you up, you quickly to do what Paul did. When people fell at Apostle Paul's feet and they started trying to worship him, when God was using him, he said, stand up, I'm a mere man. The angels, when you read in the book of Revelation, where John falls down to be able to, just in the presence of an angel, the angel says, stand up, don't worship me, I'm just an angel. You worship God and him only. And so understand that this moment is coming. So you see people, there's one thing about Steve Hill, I remember, that he was just bold for God and he had a passion for God. But he went through a long, dry season of being faithful and just doing the hard work of ministry. So when God began to move and touched him, you know, over in, I believe it was Great Britain, and before he came to Brownsville on Father's Day 1995, he just had the it's like being in a desert for years, and all of a sudden somebody shows up with a cold glass of water. It's like the drought has hit you, and all of a sudden one day it begins to rain. You know, you have to seize the opportunity in the lifetime of the opportunity. And when it's all said and done, you're going to stand before God alone and answer for your decisions. So I would want it to be, you know, that I was faithful to my generation, that I did everything I can. He saved us. He gave his life for us. He loved us so much that he gave his son. God loved you so much that he gave his son, Jesus Christ, to be born of a virgin, to live a sinless life, and to die for your sins and my sins. And on the third day, he was risen from the grave, and now he sits at the right hand of the Father. How can we not give our whole life to him and every word? And you see people that are just seduced by money and God gives them things and stuff, and all of a sudden they make things and stuff their God, and they don't consider him. How can you be in a land that's fully blessed and still stay faithful to God? That's so important to do. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet made a decision for Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know, I shared my story at meetmyfather.org. You can find out my story of how I met the Lord. But if that's you, I want to pray with you right now. I can just say, call out to Jesus right now. Say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. Pray with me right now. Say, dear Jesus. That's right. Dear Jesus, I want you. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I've sinned against you, God. I've sinned against others. Forgive me, Lord. Renew me, God. I'm all yours, God, and I know that you're mine. Welcome to the family of God. Is this not exciting? I was talking to Steve Reynolds. He's the owner of Cordova Lanes in the Gulf Coast area of America down in Pensacola. A beautiful man of God. And somebody was talking to him about, that he was going through some difficult times. His and his father's business was going through some difficult times. And he didn't know the Lord at that particular time. And his sister-in-law, I believe it was talking to him over the phone and said, can I pray for you? And so he's on the phone. He's really depressed. It's real difficult times. It's real, anybody, if you're going through a business cycle, this is for you, where the cycles go up and the cycles go down. Maybe ministry cycles go up and they go down. And so he's depressed. So his sister-in-law is talking to him over the phone, and she just begins to pray. And he's going from not knowing the Lord to somebody's praying, I think he says 20 minutes praying at him, as I described it, for 20 minutes. This long time. And then all of a sudden she says, have you ever read the sinner's prayer? And he goes, no, I've never read it. And so she takes the phone over here and she calls her husband. And they're on the phone, right? And so she's calling her husband. Hey, where's the sinner's prayer in the Bible, right? And he goes, I don't know, but it's all over the place in there. And so they said, we'll have to call you back. We have to call you back, because they didn't know how to lead him to the Lord, right? And so Steve, sitting in front of his computer, Googles the sinner's prayer. And all of a sudden, guess what? It came up. And he prayed right there. That's how I know you can pray with me, just like we just did. And he prayed to receive the Lord, and all of a sudden he just felt this heavy burden lift, and all of a sudden he was born again and fell in love with Jesus. And I think about, his employees that he'd worked for years. I mean, he had them for years. Their business now is like 40 years old. And at that particular time, I believe it was 2001, that he got all of his employees together, and how he told them that he had given his life to the Lord, and he practiced a long time. He sang a song, I Can Only Imagine. And he's not a singer, but he practiced like in karaoke type style. And so he got all his employees together and he sang the song, I Can Only Imagine What It'll Be Like Standing in Your Prayer. Isn't that cool? Listen, you don't need, right now, you can make that decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. But it's Romans 10 verses 9 and 10 if you want to know where you can find the sinner's prayer. But basically it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart, right, that you'll be saved by God. So it's just confessing what you believe, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's why these Kanye West gatherings are so powerful, because he's professing on his record, his album, they're professing the gospel. He's declaring boldly Jesus Christ is Lord, and that's the only way to God is through his Son, Jesus Christ. This is what's going forth, and people are getting saved. So that's powerful, is it not? Well, the fourth reason that Pastor John Kilpatrick gives, the fourth and final reason how that the fear of the Lord based on the goodness of God will be brought to pass in these days, is there will be a holiness on the continents of the servants of God, just like God's avengers. But literally, the encounter, remember Moses would go and have this encounter with God, and literally his whole face would be lit with the glory of God, right? And so when you've been with God, they'll take notice that you have been with God. As a matter of fact, let's go to the fourth, the holy continents of the people, the servants of God will be part of the fact of the fear of the Lord based on the goodness of God. This is Pastor John Kilpatrick.
Just as with Moses of old, when he met with the Lord and had his encounter with the Lord, his countenance shined. Holy Spirit said to me that Moses was a deliverer. Now the Lord said to me yesterday morning, he said, the deliverers that I'm raising up has much of a daunting task as Moses did delivering the children of Israel from Pharaoh. And he said, I'm going to meet with my deliverers and they'll have an encounter with me. And he said, I'll hide them in the rock and I'll pass by, but they'll have enough of an encounter with me that their faces will begin to shine with the glory of God. And he said, when they stand up to preach, the Lord said to me, when they stand up to preach and when they stand up to give an altar call, he said, it will be so hard for the people to resist, because guilt and shame bows at the presence of an anointed countenance. It says in Psalms 89, verse 7, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. That's what David said about the Lord. He said, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. He's not now, but he's going to be. I'm here today to tell you ahead of time. I'm telling you ahead of time. How many of you believe me? I'm here to tell you ahead of time. God is going to be greatly feared in the assembly of the saints. And he will be had in reverence of all them that are about him. He's about to rise up. And respect is going to come back to his holy name. Exodus chapter 34, verses 5 through 7. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with Moses there. And he proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and fourth generation. It said he'll keep mercy for thousands. He'll forgive iniquity. It said he's merciful and gracious. He's long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. What you're going to see is sinners that's going to be so drastically converted by the goodness of God.
Drastically converted by the goodness of God. The goodness of God. He says, don't you know this God's kindness, Romans chapter 1, that leads to repentance. There's the fear of the Lord, but the kindness of God. You know, when you've done so many wrong things in your life and people are treating you horrifically because of those things, and God just shows up and says, what do you want from me? Like, I'm sick or I'm oppressed, and God heals you. God sets you free. You know, many people go, this, I respond to the kindness of God, and now I have the fear of the Lord. He's real. He's awesome. And so that's the fourth way that he's talking about, the way the fear of the Lord by the goodness of God would be established. And as a matter of fact, I'm telling you this, and Pastor Kilpatrick's telling you this, so that your ear can be attuned to what's going on. But think about it. You're having all this testimony. You're getting to see what's happening. You got to tune your ear. Hong Kong, New Orleans, Washington, D.C. I was talking about Kanye West in D.C. What's happening in Utah? What's happening in California? What's happening in Jamaica? What's happening all over the place? Bourbon Street Revival, all these different, Hong Kong, China, you know, as a matter of fact, even these soldiers, take a look at this. This is an altar call where soldiers, military uniformed soldiers, are coming to the altar and they're bowing down to the Lord to worship him. Take a look. Stuff doesn't just happen. This is God moving on the face of the earth. Thank the Lord that he's moving outside the building, right? As the author wrote about, Jesus has left the building. And you think about quite often, some are not even letting Jesus in the building. Either way, God is God. He's everywhere. He created the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that's in them. He created you and his image and his likeness, and he's moving. You got to keep your ear tuned to the sounds and the signs of revival. Listen to what Pastor Kilpatrick talks about, that hearing your ear tune to the sound of revival.
I want you to tune your ear to the sound of revival. I want you to tune your ear to the sound of God moving in the land. What's going to confuse some of you? And you'll be calling me and asking me this question, Brother Kilpatrick, I don't understand how God could use them. You better not doubt it. God can do whatever he wants to do. Brother Kilpatrick, I don't understand how God can use somebody as arrogant as Kanye West. I don't understand how God can use somebody that was just filthy type people, and now they're preaching. Well, look at Saul. Look at Saul, a murderer, evil man, a terrorist. And God turned him around and used him to write most of your Bible in the New Testament.
So have in your ear, pay attention. Listen, the dark media and all the people that are not paying attention, they don't want to distract you from different things, social media, all the stuff's going on. Pay attention. God is moving and he loves you. He wants you to be a part of it. You got to get in. I think back about the prophetic word that was given in September of 2018 when Pastor John Kilpatrick gave a prophetic word about revival harvest declaration. As a matter of fact, let's hear that prophecy now. Get ready to get excited. It's going to be outside of the building.
You're standing on the threshold of great change. The change has already begun, and nothing or no one will prevent this final harvest of the ages. What I have promised, I will perform. This glory will not break forth in just one geographical location, but it will begin to manifest in many places upon the earth almost simultaneously. It will be a very quick work. Things will happen so fast that it may take a while to recognize that this is the Lord's doings. There will become such an overwhelming awareness of God that many office buildings will become spiritual triage centers. Street corners will become healing centers. Warehouses will become prayer houses. School campuses, even department stores, will experience such great visitations. As my spirit moves across the land, military bases will have some of the mightiest moves of God. Prisons will experience massive conversions. The greatest hunger will not be in the houses of worship. It will be on the streets, even in transit systems and secular gatherings. Sounds will arise from city streets of spontaneous outbreaks of powerful worship from hundreds and even tens of thousands of people outside singing and their voices echoing on the buildings around them. But officials and city leaders will not lay a hand upon it, for they will know that this is a holy thing. You have heard about these things in previous outpourings, but in this awakening you will see it. It shall be broadcast far and wide. I am calling upon you to prepare your hearts now. Call upon me, seek me now, open your hearts to my spirit. I will show you what to pray, and I will reveal my timing to you. You will know what you must know. The time to seek me is now. There are evil powers at work. Call upon my name, proclaim my name to this generation, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
This is the word of the Lord. Are you excited? All these programs I've had to be able to encourage you, to inspire you. I want to encourage you. If you haven't yet gone to Church of His Presence, you need to go attend one of those services there. You can stream it online. Also, John Kilpatrick Ministries, johnkilpatrick.org, to be able to support. And you can actually download that prophecy that I just talked about under media. This is a powerful time. God has shown me what's coming. And he's shown a lot of people what's coming. But what he's shown me specifically that I can speak with authority about, that there's a great harvest coming, that all four winds of the earth, God's going to be going to gather the nations to come together. And he's shown it's going to happen on the Gulf Coast. It's a lighthouse prophecy talking about 700 ministers, each ministering to hundreds of thousands of people at the very same time, working together, you know, and not in competition and, you know, the unity that's happening. And that I remember walking with Pastor Kilpatrick in this prophetic encounter that I had with God in this night vision. And we're walking, and all of a sudden, you're just looking at this nation sitting over here, this nation sitting over here, and that holy hush that happens with the glory of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.